development of the Jackson family. Deborah, from everything that you've seen, everything that you hear, are you expecting this jury to be out for a while, or what's your expectation?
I'm expecting a pretty quick verdict, probably early afternoon, mid-afternoon. I think I was very impressed with the David Walgren's prosecution's closing arguments. I think he was meticulous. I think he mapped out everything. It was basically a table of contents. No notes were taken because he gave a summation of the evidence he had presented. I was a little disappointed with the defense closing arguments. If it had been me, I would have been out there making it long, brutally attacking all of the evidence in much more detail. I wouldn't have been slamming them for selling interviews and things like that. I really would have attacked the evidence and basically said, look, it was a judgment in error probably 25 times rather than gross negligence.
One of the things I've been pointing out to people over the last several days, of course, is the fact that we can sit here and we can look at what we saw sort of from the outside. We're not inside that jury room. And, you know, nobody expected what came out of the jury room in the Casey Anthony case.
It was night and day, two different things. First of all, you had the causation. You had no admissions or any statements by Casey Anthony. Here you had Dr. Murray providing a complete statement to the police during the investigation. And he was tripped up in many of his statements to the police and his allegations in the basics of what was the propofol doing there. I mean, that's a basic gross negligence element. The propofol does not leave a hospital. His own witness said, I would never have done what he did. And that, to me, was a nail in the coffin.
So what we need to have from you is you standing by later this afternoon, then.
My pleasure.
Okay, good enough, Deborah. Appreciate your time. Deborah Opry there, who believes we will see something later this afternoon from this jury on the case of Dr. Conrad Murray. KNX News Time, and whenever it happens, you're going to hear it first right here on KNX 1070.